Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program has been helping agriculture producers resolve conflicts since 1987. As Oklahoma's USDA certified mediation provider, our professional mediators have helped thousands of farmers, ranchers, and federal agencies resolve conflicts. The 2018 Farm Bill allows mediation for lease issues, family farm transitions, farmer-neighbor disputes, pesticide cases, and more. Learn more about OAMP and the mediation process by visiting our website at ok.gov/mediation or call us toll free at 1-800-248-5465.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
The cattle futures market today fell on hard times, extremely volatile throughout the trading day. The live cattle finished $2.45 or so lower on the February at $122.40. April, $3 lower down the limit at $121.30. The June's also down the limit at $113.02. So extremely weak live cattle futures. Feeder cattle, same thing here. We were down the limit in March and April, about $4 lower in May, $3.62 in the August. And then hog market also under significant pressure here today, with the February's down a dollar, April's down 250, August down about $2. The general news is we had this over the weekend. We had the coronavirus spreading. There's over 56 million people quarantined at this point. In China, they've varying reports of how many infections and how many cases and how many deaths, but it looks like it's spreading fairly rapidly, and the markets around the world are trying to figure out what to do with it. We have the stock market down about 400 points currently. Crude oil is down $1.20, and that just rippled all the way through the agriculture markets, including the live cattle and feeder cattle. So pretty negative overall action today here for the cattle, and I don't think there's necessarily anything fundamentally to do with the cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. If you're a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, you're invited to take part in their 2020 Winter Policy Meeting set for Tuesday, January 28th, 9 a.m. start time at the Reed Conference Center in Midwest City. OCA members will have the chance to share their input and exercise their membership voting power to set policy for the coming year. For more information, you can contact the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, 405-235-4391. OCA, the trusted voice of the Oklahoma cattle industry.
Today's grain futures market were much like the cattle futures, under significant pressure. Started last night on Sunday night and followed throughout today. But corn ended up 5 to 7 cents lower. Soybeans were about 4.5 to 5 cents lower. Chicago wheat 0.5 to 1 lower. And Kansas City wheat actually managed to claw its way back to positive to close up 0.5 to a penny. The March futures were up 10. December futures in cotton down 44 at 70.10. The markets, again, the being impacted by global demand fears, as you know, millions and millions, up to what, 56 million people last in China quarantined to certain cities, and that could ripple through the markets, and especially following a phase one deal where we had such anticipation of a really large purchase out of China. Now you have this to follow that up, so that's pretty hard to overcome if you take some of that demand off the table. Time will tell. We aren't real sure, and we don't have a real clear picture of how many infections and deaths there have been up to this point. There's a lot of skepticism surrounding it in terms of what the government's actually releasing, and maybe they don't know. Maybe it's something that they're still trying to calculate themselves. But overall, there's a lot of negative commentary today regarding that and its impact on ag futures.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.